Blog Talk Radio.
Once a man is glad, you smoke like your grandmother.
200 acres down, a desert wind in view. A shot of fireball, one reason turned to screw. A 40 ounce of steel and server and the actual brew. I'm so bored, I'm doing nothing, but I got nothing to do. So pour us up to Boilermakers, back around, is there anything to pour us up to Boilermakers, time to knock it back.
Hey, Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, QT and Sun Guy with you here on another Sunday. Real quick, if you are looking for some wrestling today, KDW is running in Jeffersonville, Indiana at the arena. NWA Blue Collar Wrestling happening today, like usual, at the North Portland Eagles in Portland, Oregon. So get out there, support your local independents, and I would like to welcome our guest to the show from Cascade Championship Wrestling, Tommy Swanson. Welcome to the program.
All right, thanks for having me on today.
Well, since it's your first time on our show, you get the traditional Turnbuckle Turmoil first-timers question. What led to you getting into the business of professional wrestling?
I guess what led me into the business of wrestling was my dad, actually. He was third row at WrestleMania 7 before I was born, but our family recorded it when he went there. So we had the tapes of it, and so we had that. And, you know, as a little kid, I'd be going through all the tapes and everything, and I put that in the VCR, and I got to watch Hulk Hogan wrestle, Sergeant Slaughter, Ultimate Warrior wrestle Macho Man, and I kind of enjoyed it. And then what really, I guess, did it for me was watching Mankind get thrown off the cage. Unfortunately, that crazy stuff was what got me into liking wrestling, and from there on, I always wanted to pursue the business.
Now, when it's time for you to enter the business of professional wrestling, did you have any type of contacts with anyone else already established in the business, or did you have to start from the very ground floor?
Pretty much the ground floor. You know, like, I know a lot of people say this, but started off doing backyard things, and that's actually, and you know, through doing that, I met my buddy Rook Kelly, who then went to WWA4 over in Atlanta, Georgia, and he got trained by Mr. Hughes, and he came back into Spokane, and he really helped the building process of legitimizing the Spokane wrestling scene and whatnot. And then I also, because of that starting to happen, I met Alex Salyers, who goes by Alex Sinister as well. He's a worker over in Arizona who originally is from here too. And those two guys are really the ones who really got me into the more legitimate and professional side of the business.
Alan Rook got trained and he came back to Spokane. Was he pretty much the only person properly trained and available in the Spokane area to make wrestling work, or did you have any other people there that were somewhat legitimate in the beginning?
At the time, Rook was the only legitimate one in this town, and then when he came back, he helped train up almost most of the guys that are here now in the Spokane scene. He trained them all up. He trained us all up on the basics. And then once we started getting actual professionals into the scene in Spokane, that's when they started to really learn their craft, kind of like, you know, best way to learn is just to do it. And since they had the basics down, they just learned the more different workers they worked in. It's because of Rook, really. The match Rook had with Alex Salyers here in Spokane really gave the Spokane scene really more of a professional outlook. Like, then pros actually started wanting to come in, and once they you know, the promotion got a real wrestling ring, the scene started to pick up here in Spokane.
At what point in time did it occur to you that you would want to start your own wrestling promotion and get into the promotional side of the wrestling industry?
Well, I had been working with SAW for a while, and then they turned into Inland Pro Wrestling. And once that rebranded, when Inland Pro Wrestling started, I worked behind the scenes because me and Chris Green started working behind the scenes because it needed to be done. Someone had to take the position. I always enjoyed the creative aspect of wrestling, the writing aspect, but I never really gotten to do it. I went from wrestling to managing to commentating, back to managing, commentating, et cetera. So I'd always been in the talking roles, but being behind the scenes, I got to appreciate the more creative side of things in the writing. And after about, I'd say about 6 months, 7 months of that, I had realized I wasn't enjoying the creative direction the promotion I was with was going. And I decided one day, hey, you know, maybe it'd be good for the Spokane area to have two promotions. You know, it'd create healthy competition, bring new and more talent in, and just see how things could elevate in the scene.
When you first started getting into the promotional aspect of things and you were ready to get underway, what are some of the challenges that you had to overcome that you never would have expected prior to starting?
Ooh, the ones that you don't expect? Wow. I'd say challenges, there's a lot of challenges you expect to come, so you have to prepare your best to be ready for them. But I'd say some of the most unexpected challenges, you know, no matter what anyone says, they say they know the pressure, but honestly, it's the pressure. Because at the end of the day, if you're the promoter, all the pressure's on you. And, like, you don't realize till about, you know, you're a couple days away from show how much pressure there really is. And so that, I'd say that was some of the most unexpected pressure. But not only that, and oddly enough, one of the pressures came from the amount of talent response there was when we made the announcement that we were doing Cascade Championship Wrestling, a brand new promotion. The amount of talent from across the country who really, and they still do, they want to get booked. And there's kind of that pressure of, you know, you want to book all these guys, but you have to be smart about financing. You have to be smart about financing, and you have to also be smart about, you know, is it worth bringing this many guys in? When do I bring them in? How many can I bring in? And that those were some unexpected pressures and challenges because you don't want to disappoint guys. But at the same time, you have to do what's best for your business.
Now, obviously in the Spokane area, there's not as deep of a talent pool as there are in some of the other areas. Like if you go to the Puget Sound area, there's a large talent pool. The Portland area has a large talent pool. Northern California has a large talent pool. Is running in Spokane a little more challenging in your opinion as it would be if you were in a place that had a larger pool of wrestlers to select from if need be?
Yes and no. And so here's the yes part is what makes it challenging. Over on the west side of the state, there's tons of promotions. There's Northwest Pro, there's 321 Battle, there's Defy Wrestling had their big show. Now there's something, I guess, starting in Oregon. I think it's in Oregon called Prestige, but it's close by. There's Combat Pro Wrestling. I mean, there's SCW. There's a ton of promotions on the west side. Here on the east, it is Inland Pro Wrestling, and it is us. It's Cascade Championship Wrestling, Inland Pro Wrestling. So, I mean, that's the challenge of the talent pool is not deep, so you got to bring people in. And then the helpful part is you got people who've always wanted to get trained in wrestling. They'll come to seminars, and they'll get trained up just to work here. The part that makes it a little easier is because it's not oversaturated over here, there's a demand over here. So people want to fly in, they want to drive in, and the fans, they really want to see it because they've never had consistent wrestling until the last year or two in this town. So that's the part that kind of makes it a little easier on us is the market is definitely there.
Now, since there has been pro wrestling in Spokane the last couple of years, were you noticing if the fans were educated to what independent professional wrestling was, or was it a process where they had to educate the fans on what the independent level of pro wrestling was?
It seemed like in Spokane, I always tell guys, Spokane is a little bit more of a harder crowd to please. They're not just the common fans. Spokane seems to draw in the real hardcore wrestling fans, the diehard ones who watched it or studied it or watched the independents or watched the internet wrestling like their whole lives. So actually, it seems like, I mean, you always get your casual fans and whatnot. But the good thing about the casual fans is they hadn't had wrestling really here. They hadn't had real wrestling here. So it was it's always a real spectacle to them. And then for the hardcore fans, the educated ones, they're happy because they finally get wrestling here. But you can't treat them like they're dumb because they can smell out if it's good or bad, like in a heartbeat. So you gotta make sure you really try to book innovative things and things they haven't seen before, but not be too over the top because you don't want to give them you don't want you know, cage matches every week or hardcore matches every week. You want to really feed into them, and you want to get them to believe in your product.
When you decided to start up Cascade Championship Wrestling, did you have in mind a specific target demographic, or were you more open to whatever fans came in the first couple of shows, you would start to go towards their needs creatively?
Well, I said from the beginning I wanted a family-friendly show, and that was because I didn't want to target a demographic initially. And the truth is, eventually you end up targeting a demographic, but you can't ignore the rest of the demographics of ages. So I wanted a family-friendly show from the beginning, so that all ages, you know, 5 through 65, you know, they could enjoy the product. And the tricky part about that is to be able to book something that all fans can enjoy and watch, but they also don't feel insulted. Like, we didn't want to be too hokey, too corny, cartoony, or anything like that, but it couldn't be over-the-top violence, cussing, drug and paraphernalia references, anything like that. No sexual conduct, nothing like that. Just, you know, in a way, kind of good old-fashioned pro wrestling where everybody could watch it and enjoy it for what it was. Everybody, there's something, that's the beauty about professional wrestling, is there's something for everyone. So really, the target was for everyone, and that's why we strove for family-friendly. I mean, no, there's a lot of people who want more blood and violence and whatnot, but the truth is, they also settle pretty well for if the wrestling itself is up to par. And I think with our first show that we had on the 28th last month, I think we really raised the bar on that we could do it without it being a hardcore show, or we could target the demographic of children and families without being too corny or cartoony as well.
Since you were starting a brand new promotion in an area that doesn't have a large talent pool right there ready to access, what was the process for yourself like when it came to building the roster?
Well, the process was I selected the ones that here in town that I knew could perform at the very best level that other professionals would want to perform at, and find performers that could excel, not fall behind, but they could excel and grow more. Because the company is all about growth, and this promotion has a vision, and that vision is growth. And so we had to pick the best we could out of this city, but also as well as, you know, being in partnerships with places like Northwest Pro, and knowing that the Washington itself, the state itself, is growing larger in workers, we had to find what we knew for an opening show that our fans would want to see, and matchups that people hadn't seen before, things of that nature. And as far as other talents go from other states, you know, we're scouting different talent all the time to bring in as feature attractions for people so they never get bored and tired, that they can see something new every time, even if it was with the same couple guys, that we could put them in different matches that people hadn't seen before. So that's really what we went for with the Cascade Cup. We wanted to book a one-day tournament with a magnificent trophy cup that we had designed just for it, and we wanted to pair up people into matchups that they hadn't seen yet.
Now, in the state of Washington, we have a very strict, very hard-to-deal-with commission. Anyone that's licensed knows that our commission's very strict right now. It's in the process of hopefully being changed a little bit, but as it stands right now, it's fairly strict. Have you had to deal with the commission of the state of Washington as far as what you're doing in Spokane right now?
Thankfully, no, because we've stayed in the guidelines and we've still managed to make a decently profitable show out of it to where the boys can get paid, so we're not, you know, just handing them broken dreams or anything, but we've stayed in the guidelines that the commission's requested. Now, I know that bill's getting passed through. It's gone through the first couple stages, and we're hoping it gets passed through this year. Then everybody can make more money, but we actually haven't had any problems with the commission because we've stayed in those guidelines. It's kind of a matter of, finding how you can do what you need to do, but with staying within their commission, their guidelines, because if you were to follow 100% the guidelines, honestly, any promoter would be broke having to do what the, like you said, the strict rulings are. You'd be completely broke doing it. So it's a matter of finding that gray area, you know what I mean?
I can dig it. Now, obviously here we're trying to change things as far as the commission goes, but even if it does, do you have a personal set of guidelines that you want out of the people that work for you? Do you require licensing, or do you want to see them follow any type of physical testing or anything like that before they start to work for you?
Well, so we've got guys finally now, because they know the bill's coming through and whatnot. We've got guys bringing their licensing in. I mean, Washington, apparently, you know, there's actually a lot of states that to work at promotions, you don't have to have your licensing. But I encourage all the talent, if they can, to get their licensing, and we've been having that trickle in. Essentially, you know, as far as guidelines, you know, we have a Medicon site, and we have a strict concussion policy. If someone gets a concussion, they don't work for 30 days. That's for us. We can't stop them from any other promotions, but we let the other promotions know in the area, hey, if you book this person, be aware they have a concussion, because at the end of the day, it is about safety too. And it's like I tell all the wrestlers, you know, we don't pay your bills. We don't pay your salary. You know, there's no need to risk killing yourself in the ring for that. And so we do have a strict concussion policy. We collect at Cascade, we collect all medical info, medical history, things like that, so our medic can be aware of precautions needed to take. And, you know, if people have injuries, we're very cautious of those and what matches we can put them in, what we can do with them with, or if they're clear. If they're injured, we definitely need a doctor's note clearing them. Or if they're sick, et cetera, we do care about the talent and the staff's health.
At this point in time, my co-host QT is standing by. I'm sure QT's got some questions for you, so does help you as I pass things along to QT.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Sign Guy. Hello, Tommy.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Tommy, we usually open up the second part of the show by asking our standard question. What's the hardest knife-edge chop you have ever received in the ring?
Oh, is that like during practice or during a match?
I'm gonna say practice first. Yes.
Practice first? Oh my god. JD Mason. Probably the hardest chop I've ever taken is from JD Mason or Chuck Payne. Those two deliver some of the loudest and hardest chops I've ever felt in my life.
Wow, and this was in practice?
That was just in a practice. In the ring, I haven't gotten to work in the ring with those two. Oh, I mean, I managed the tag team. I've managed in matches those guys have been a part of, and I've taken a nice right hand from JD, and that was a pretty good one. But for chop wise in a match, when I wrestled, it'd have to be from I'd probably say Rook Kelly.
Wow, all right. Okay, Rook Kelly. Okay. Well, Tommy, you opened up the show by telling Sangai that you were inspired by Mankind being thrown off the steel cage on one of your dad's VHS tapes. My question
Laura,
is...
Laura, I watched WrestleMania 7 on a VHS tape. King of the Ring, that Mankind, I watched with my brother in the living room after we watched those tapes. I'd seen that live, and then that's what kind of hooked me into it because I saw the characters of, you know, Mankind and The Undertaker, and I saw, even at a young age, I understood, like, what they had done. Like, they captivated an entire audience. They changed everything forever.
Kind of like the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964.
Yeah, actually, just like, it's funny, I just watched that video 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, right now, were you a big fan of Dude Love?
Yeah, Dude Love was okay. My favorite Foley character, honestly, was Cactus Jack.
Oh, okay, Cactus Jack. Bang Bang, okay.
Yeah, and I always liked his Japan work as Cactus Jack as well.
Oh, his Japan work. Would you yourself like to someday go to Japan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's the thing is I always wanted to wrestle and whatnot, and, you know, maybe one day I might get some more matches in. Who knows? But, I mean, that'll tell with time and maybe health. But I stepped out of the ring and took more of the speaking role because I had a good friend of mine tell me that, you know, I could make money in the business and never have to take a bump. I could just talk. I was gifted as a mouthpiece, and I got it from my father, who is also a good talker and a good storyteller. And the other thing, too, is I thought about my health. You know, I have type 1 diabetes, and it becomes hard to manage when you put your body under that much stress and you're getting beat up a lot, which you do in this ring. It's not easy at all on anybody's body. And, you know, I thought about my future and whatnot. So, I mean, maybe down the road I can get a couple matches more in, but I'm okay staying behind the scenes or just being a talker, but I would love to go to Japan if it was just on business or even to watch a show. But, man, working in Japan, that was an ideal dream.
Well, Tommy, do you yourself have a high school sports background? Did you wrestle in high school?
I actually wrestled in middle school. In high school, I did sports outside of school. I took up, like, mixed martial arts and things like that. Yeah, I didn't do much schooling sports. All the sports I ever did were kind of outside of school.
Wow, all right, okay. Now, did you wrestle all 3 years in middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade?
For me, actually, middle school was only 7th and 8th, but yeah, I wrestled 7th and 8th grade.
Wow, all right, okay. I'm going to guess from what I have seen of photographs of you, I'm going to guess in the 7th grade you were at the 101-pound class in the 7th grade?
Actually, in 7th grade, I was 130. I was actually pretty trimmed down in middle school. Now I've kind of got the dad bod going right now. I'm trying to lose that. But, yeah, in about 7th grade, I was actually at the 130 to 135 weight classes where I ran in through, like, all of middle school.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now, did you maintain that weight in the 8th grade? Did you step up a weight class?
That's when I went to 135, yeah. It was
135
to 138. And then in 7th, I had done 130 for a while, and then I started slowly climbing up that scale.
Oh, okay. All right. Did you know that Kurt Cobain turned out for his junior high? No, I think it was his high school wrestling team when he was like a 10th grader.
I did not know that.
Yes, Kurt Cobain was actually and did participate in wrestling. Yes.
I actually did not know that at all.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm full of wrestling trivia.
Oh, that's really good. I love wrestling. Wrestling trivia and wrestling history. Professional wrestling's honestly always been my life. It's always been a big part of my life. Of course, just like anyone else, I have other aspects to my life, other things I do and whatnot, but pro wrestling's always been the centerfold of it, and truthfully, I never thought in a million years I'd own my own organization and be running a wrestling promotion, and it's a real surreal thing, and I enjoy it because I enjoy being able to give fans what they want, which is wrestling in this town, and to give talent new opportunities. Like, this is about the workers too, and I really like seeing the new matchups we can do and the new opportunities, and any way I can help new talents out there, help launch their name or promote them, I'm glad to help them out.
Well, Tommy, what is the state of female lucha wrestling in the Spokane area? Last night in Bremerton, Washington, both Sign Guy and myself saw Phantasma in action, the female lucha wrestler.
Was that over at Combat Pro?
That was in at La Problemita's in Bremerton, Washington.
Oh, okay. Well, the truth is, Cascade Championship Wrestling, right when we opened from the start, I made an announcement that we were looking to bring in female talent because we believe that women's athletics is very important, and there are a lot of great women workers out there. So we are building to have a women's division, and the plan is, at the moment, by sometime in the fall, to have a women's championship created. The Cascade title is going to be this spring, but we want a women's title in the fall. But here in the coming months, I would like to start booking women workers and whatnot. And I've heard from a lot of people to book Phantasma. And as far as the lucha side of it goes, for male and females, I've been looking into that a lot, and I'd love to start bringing some more masked wrestlers who are trained in the lucha style in to bring in a new style for the promotion and something unique for the fans to see.
Wow, all right, okay. I look forward to that, all right. Well, Tommy, in a seminal WWE moment, Ric Flair confronted Carlito in the ring after a Carlito win in which Ric Flair thought he had not tried hard enough and did not give his best effort. Rick said, "You have all the talent in the world, but you don't care enough." My question is, do you have any wrestlers at Cascade Championship Wrestling that spit in the face of people who are not cool?
That spit in the face. We have some real bad apples in our company, but I think everybody who's there, they're there because they truly love professional wrestling and they love to succeed. But, I mean, we got some real bad apples. That Lance Pearson kid, he got trained over at Storm Academy up in Calgary at Lance Storm School. And him and Rook Kelly, actually this Saturday, I was going to make the announcement today, but you guys will get the first scoop on it. At the Cascade Cup, Pearson actually cheated. When the referee wasn't looking, he took a cheap shot at Rook with a low blow on a foreign object, and he put him in the camel clutch. Now, Rook Kelly never actually tapped out. So this Saturday at the Cascade Warzone, February 25th, Lance Pearson and Rook Kelly will have their rematch, as everyone knows. What they don't know, as of right now, this match has been made a submissions match.
Wow, a submissions match. Very impressive. Okay.
And you guys are the first to hear it, too. We haven't even announced that on our page yet. We will be having them compete in a submissions match this Saturday.
Oh, we, Sign Guy and myself, are honored. We love first scoops and breaking news on the show. Very, very good. First scoops are very important. Okay. Wow. All right.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, now, Tommy, did you yourself... were you the recipient of any low blows during your brief wrestling career? And I shouldn't say brief because I don't know how many matches you had. Did you receive any low blows?
It was brief. Yeah, me and Harley Hartson actually wrestled when SAW was around over at the Swax nightclub. We wrestled for the Inner City title, and we had both delivered some pretty vicious low blows to one another in the match. It was a real heated rivalry, but I've been a manager for some real bad apples in wrestling, and so I've been more on the end of delivering low blows than receiving them.
Wow, okay, all right. Well, Tommy, there are rumors out there that you are one of the best-dressed Northwest wrestling promoters. Your solid blue ties with a black and white diagonal stripes was rumored to be commented on by none other than Donald Trump himself, plus your solid pink tie. My question is, do you get your three-piece suits from Tommy Hilfiger or Giorgio Armani himself?
I'm a pretty big Armani guy. I mean, they're both great quality, and I'd love it if I got an approval from the Donald himself, President of the United States. That'd be a
tremendous honor. I mean, I haven't heard anything yet, but I do enjoy me a good suit and tie, that's for sure.
Have you ever used that pink tie of yours as a foreign object?
Oh, yeah, many times. Many times.
Oh, I
got about,
know it.
I got about 3 dozen ties I can use, so it doesn't end there.
Wow, all right, okay, all right. Now, Tommy, are there any truth to the rumors that Randy Zellers is about to be involved in a chain match in your organization, a chain match?
That was actually last month, good sir. Last month, Randy Zellers defended, that was at our inaugural event, the Cascade Cup. Zellers defended the Northwest Pro Washington State Heavyweight Championship against, he was scheduled to wrestle Jared Savage. Jared Savage could not make the event, so Nutso the Clown came in, and they had a chain match for the Washington State title. That video will be up within a week or two of the Cascade Cup, our first show. You guys be able to see it. This Saturday, though, is the Cascade War Zone, and I got the full card pulled up right here. We only have 4 matches, but there are 4 big main event quality matches. In the opening contest, we've got, for the Spokane area, Manson versus Manson in a Hilliard Street fight. We got Jimmy Flame debuting against Frankie Flawless. They're both having a debut match. And then we have Lance Pearson and Rook Kelly, as you just heard, in the submission match to conclude their rivalry. And in the main event, we have the first ever Cascade War Zone, which will involve 15 men, 3 of which will be in those previous matches. The winners of those matches, they'll get a spot in the War Zone. Now, the War Zone works like this. There's no DQs. There's no countouts. It starts with 2 opponents. Every 3 minutes, someone will enter the match, and you can only be eliminated by pinfall or submission.
Wow, that sounds like a fantastic amount of action coming up. And you did mention something about a clown in your organization. Is this an evil clown?
Yes, Nutso the Clown. He was Jared Savage's replacement in the Washington State title chain match at our inaugural show.
Wow, because both Sign Guy and myself have traveled down to Blue Collar Wrestling in Portland, Oregon, and we have, I myself am a huge fan of Sideshow the Clown, and he's from the wrong side of the tent.
Oh, yes. I've never seen that guy in action. That'd be an interesting matchup, though. See how many clowns we can get some lucha clowns together.
Wow, okay. All right. Yes, Sideshow. He and I have always seen eye to eye. Yes, yes.
Well, that's good.
And
I like Blue Collar Wrestling. Me and Rook Kelly used to go down there together.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, Blue Collar, they have a very good concession stand that serves up a mean chicken fried steak. I was going to ask you about the concession stand at Cascade Wrestling.
The building is in connection with a few local restaurants. Like I said, all of our sponsors and affiliates, we try to keep very local. And one of the local restaurants, they come down to do concessions with us at the place, and they serve up great hot dogs, all-American beef hot dogs. We do hamburgers, nachos, cold drinks, you name it. We got it at Cascade.
Well, speaking of hot dogs, if you yourself, Tommy, were to travel to the Coney Island Hot Dog Eating Contest and challenge world champ Kobayashi, would the final score be 87 hot dogs to 22?
Oh, man. My diabetes, I might fall over if I eat that much, truthfully.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
I'll fall right over if I eat that much hot dog.
Well, Tommy, who is your current cruiserweight champion? Do you have a cruiserweight champion?
We do not. Actually, this spring, the plan is to unveil our first championship. In this Cascade War Zone match, the winner of it actually will earn a spot in the match that will decide the very first Cascade champion. The plans we have for Cascade Championship Wrestling is to have the Cascade Championship, the Cascade Tag Team Championships, the Women's Championship, and down the road this year, we will have a 4th belt revealed, but that will be a surprise for down the road.
Wow, a 4th belt. Ooh, very intriguing. Very intriguing. Okay. All right. Well, Tommy, are there any Tommy Swanson T-shirts out there on eBay or the Internet?
I haven't had any Tommy Rush or Tommy Swanson merchandise quite some time. Honestly, my focus is on Cascade now. So I guess I'm buying the merchandise. I'm making the merchandise with integrity so the fans can represent Cascade. So, there's all the Cascade merchandise. We've got Cascade shirts in black, blue, baby blue, and gray. We've got Cascade shirts in female sizes. We've got Cascade shirts for children. We've got Cascade snapbacks, Cascade ball caps. We've got beanie caps. We're working on Cascade bears right now. We're really trying to push all that Cascade Championship Wrestling merchandise.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Tommy, are you familiar with Northwest wrestler Ian Bear, who was once a proud member of the fraternity Alpha Sigma Sigma?
I'm not sure. I'm not really familiar with his background. I know of him. I know he's worked at Suquamish Championship Wrestling and a couple other places, but I don't know him personally, and I'm not 100% familiar with everything about him.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, Tommy Tall is the current Cascade Championship Wrestling Cup Trophy. How tall is it?
Oh, the trophy, the cup, and there's photos of it on our page, by the way, if you don't mind me plugging, telling everyone to follow us on Facebook, subscribe to our page at Cascade Championship Wrestling. You can see the trophy. The trophy stands at roughly 2 feet tall.
Oh, wow, that's a good size. Very good size. Okay.
Well, gentlemen, we have someone else on the line possibly with a question. Do we have another caller from the 509?
Hello?
Hello,
hi.
Do you have a question for Tommy?
Yeah.
Shoot away.
With you and only one other company in the area, do you think that will there ever be more in Spokane?
It's hard to say, really, because, for one, none of us are fortune tellers, but, Spokane's, like I said, it's a very open market. It's relatively new, and Spokane, mm-hmm. if you really look at it on the east side of the state, is probably one of the bigger cities. I'm sure the two companies could travel around to this side of the state and do shows in other places other than Spokane, mm-hmm. but as far as the eye can tell, I think it's just got to be down to Inland Pro and Cascade Championship Wrestling here in Spokane.
All right, I have one more thing to say.
Okay.
We want Dallas McCoy!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, you got Dallas McCoy, because guess what? Dallas McCoy is going to enter that Cascade Warzone at number one. Your fans can thank you, Dallas.
Yeah!
Wow. Okay. Well, we do thank that caller, yes. Very, very nice. Okay. Well, Tommy, if you had a teleport machine and you could beam up the tag team and travel back in time, and you could beam up the tag team of Tugboat and Typhoon to Cascade Championship Wrestling, how soon would Tugboat and Typhoon get a tag team title shot, and with whom would they get a title shot against?
Well, we're going to be... We need tag team championships first, and that'll be coming this summer, and we will be holding a tag team turmoil for that. So I guess they'd have to wrestle the winners of that, and I'd say it about August.
Wow, August. Okay. All right. Well, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners who your top three tag teams in Cascade Championship Wrestling are and as they are currently ranked? Your top three tag teams.
Well, we haven't introduced tag team wrestling very heavy yet in our company, but there's always No More Heroes with Adam Reyes and Jeff Orcutt. They're a tremendous tag team. We're looking to bring in the Glory Hounds, Dave Turner and his partner. Dallas McCoy actually has a faction starting up, the American-Made Outlaws. I'm sure they will be an unstoppable force, so whoever he brings decides to bring in with him. The future's hard to tell. We've got teams aligning. We've got new teams showing up. So, I mean, it's whoever really wants to take over the scene. We're going to have to see who's jockeying for position the best in the coming months.
Wow, all right, okay. Well, Tommy, as an owner of a wrestling organization, you have to be prepared to be a jack of all trades. How much do you handle the play-by-play color commentary of your Cascade Championship wrestling matches?
The first show did not have commentary. Right now, we are actually scouting for a new commentary team, because I've been on the commentary scene for a while. And like I said, I really do prefer to work behind the scenes right now to keep the company going in the direction it needs without any conflict of interest. And so right now I'm actually scouting and having tryouts for the best commentary team I can put together to bring some new fresh voices for Cascade.
Wow, very good. Okay, all right. Tommy, are there any truth to the rumors out of Shelton, Washington, that in April of this year at Cascade Championship Wrestling, that we may see a Rook Kelly Sunny Days Hell in a Cell match?
Wow. I'm not sure who started that rumor, but I mean, that one-on-one match could happen. Definitely not in a Hell in a Cell match. I don't know anyone in their right mind who would do that, but you could see Sunny Days and Rook Kelly, because though we'll have a women's division and a championship, that championship is primarily designed to show who is the top woman in this elite division, but we will still have intergender matches.
Wow, all right, intergender matches. That's always a big favorite of mine. Okay, wow. Well, Tommy, Northwest wrestler Buddy Highway has recently taken the smacketh down to his diabetes through strict diet and massive amounts of exercise. He has lost about 15 to 18% of his body weight, and he is setting some Oregon State records or near records in powerlifting competitions. My question is, are you active in diabetes charity events yourself?
I'm glad you really asked. And I applaud Buddy Highway for doing that. Me and him have talked a lot about diabetes at show. We've worked together. He had type 2. I have type 1. I'm glad he was able to manage his down. I think he's an inspiration to diabetics. I'm actually in discussion with friends I have, and hopefully I'd like to make contact with the Lions Club about this summer doing a diabetic awareness show. I think that would be a tremendous thing, and possibly even one in November when it's Diabetic Awareness Month. But sooner rather than later, I would love to have a diabetes awareness show.
Wow. Okay. All right. Okay. Did you yourself have a canned food drive last October, kind of near Halloween? A canned food drive for Cascade Championship Wrestling.
Cascade Championship Wrestling actually emanated in January. It was not around in October.
Wow, all right. Okay. Well, Tommy, the Sign Guy Wrestling Show and Turnbuckle Turmoil Limited posts a Northwest Wrestler Rankings 9 7/8 Northwest Wrestler Rankings, and these wrestler rankings have proved to be very controversial, and they are now starting to accept applications from different wrestlers to have these rankings posted on their Facebook sites. It's quite a high honor to have these wrestling rankings posted on their websites. Fierce competition is starting to spring up. To your knowledge, have you yourself ever been ranked on Turnbuckle Turmoil's top 9 7/8 Northwest Wrestle Rankings? You yourself?
I actually do not know. Where are these rankings at? Where can I find them?
What? You don't, they're posted every week. I'm surprised you haven't heard of them.
I get so much stuff in my news feed that it's hard to keep up with anything. I did not even know people were getting ranked. That would have been awesome to know. But let's look here.
Oh,
okay, now,
yes.
Where are the rankings at? You post them up every week?
Oh, yes, yes. And even last week, Indiana wrestler Stompin' Steve Bragg had his Facebook page, had his the Northwest Wrestler Rankings posted to his Facebook page. So not only are these Northwest Wrestle rankings exclusive to the state of Washington, they're being posted in states like Indiana.
Oh, very nice. That's always good to hear. Where are these rankings? I'm scrolling through your guys' stuff, but I can't find these rankings anywhere.
Oh, well, we'll have to send you some more information after the show ends. And don't be surprised if Tommy Swanson may be ranked this coming week on a Northwest Wrestle Rankings. Yes.
No, you can't rank me. I'm not in the ring. You gotta rank the wrestlers. When that Cascade video comes out, I'll send you guys the link immediately. You can watch our show, and then you can add some of the wrestlers to that ranking. You don't need to be putting me on there. I'm not the one doing the wrestling. Those guys, the workers are in the ring, and they're the ones really getting down in the dirty and beating each other down. They deserve the rankings, not me.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, now, Tommy, do we have your permission to post maybe in the next 3 weeks the Northwest Wrestler Rankings, top 9 and 7/8, to your Facebook page? Put in this application.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime we get to talk about more local wrestling in the state is always a good thing. We got people asking about the rankings now on my page right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Wow, fantastic. Okay. And Tommy, one last question before I turn it back over to Sign Guy. Are you familiar with a wrestler, Northwest wrestler, Brickhouse Beretta?
I'm actually not.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, Sign Guy and myself had seen Brickhouse Beretta when Layup Championship Wrestling was active. Very good talent. Yes. And he himself also got ranked in Turnbuckle Turmoil's top 9 7/8 rankings a couple years ago. Yes. Okay.
Update the ranking.
Oh, we update them every week, although sometimes they're slightly late. But they are, due to the demand, they are published weekly. Yes.
I'd love to see his ranking. I'm still looking for him.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe Sign Guy, maybe he could provide you with a couple of examples of our Turnbuckle Turmoil rankings, and maybe I could do so also. They're very controversial.
Okay, yeah, well, I wanted to check those out, and hopefully we can get our guys from Spokane here on the rankings at some point. I mean, I don't know if you guys watch any of Inland Pro Wrestling's material, but, I mean, we use some of the same wrestlers, so hopefully some of our Spokane boys are on that list somewhere.
Oh, well, immediately after these are published, a lot of wrestlers fax the results to each other. Yes. And are you familiar with the wrestler Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most from coast to coast?
I've heard of Coach Mike Jones. Yes, I've heard of him.
Oh, okay. Well, he's been ranked number one before. Yes. Primarily, he got his number one ranking, though, for Dancing with the Seagulls, the Seattle Seahawks cheerleaders. Yes.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. Yes.
Very, very nice. Something else, too, something Cascade is working on. It's not foolproof yet, but we understand we have a lot of fans that would love to be at the shows, but they can't. So eventually here we're working on potentially getting a live stream for people to be able to watch the shows. And, you know, possibly be able to – it might help us generate some money for the company to pay the workers to find a platform where we can – we can charge for people to watch live streams. That might be something coming down the road.
Well, personally, I'd like to throw out the idea that once you get a little bit more financial backing in your organization, that you could pay for a school bus, a tour bus, to take Cascade Championship Wrestling fans over the Cascade Mountains and come see a couple of West Side Wrestling events. A tour bus.
Well, and that's our future goal. Right now, our vision is to build the foundations to this company to where we can eventually travel with this show, have a travel show
you know, to go here and there once in a while, up and down the Cascade into California, maybe do a show in Idaho and Montana. You know, that's the vision of this company. So right now, coming up on our second show, we are building the foundations for this organization to be able to do such things as travel.
Wow. All right. Would you serve coffee or tea on the said bus? A complimentary beverage for your travelees. What would you serve?
Water. Water.
Oh, water. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that's okay. Well, that would kind of cut overhead costs. I will try to send you some information on those rankings, and at this time, I'm turning it back over to Sangai.
All right. Thank you for your questions. I appreciate it.
Thank you, QT. Well, Tommy, we have a few minutes left on the show, and I want to give plenty of time to you. If you would like to say anything to the listeners today, plug and promote absolutely anything that you might have going on, social medias, websites, merchandise, upcoming shows, anything in the world, floor is all yours.
Well, I appreciate it. So, like I told you folks, we got our Cascade Championship Wrestling Warzone coming up this Saturday at 3023 East Diamond here in Spokane, Washington, at the Hilliard Hammers Box Fit. Show starts at 6 p.m., doors open at 5:30, four action-packed main event-esque matches, and we've got merchandise, we've got T-shirts go on sale. Small to larges go for $15, XLs go for $18, double X 20, and triple X 24. We've got hats on sale for $15. We got a lot of great merchandise for adults and the kids. And like Cascade Championship Wrestling is hoping to really bring the best professional wrestling we can here to Spokane and continue to build our product with the fans and with new wrestlers. And, you know, we're so grateful to get this airtime to be able to spread our message more and promote the show. We've got Facebook. For all the updates, you guys can go on Facebook and subscribe and follow us at Cascade Championship Wrestling. On the Twitter, we are Cascade Champ W. And on Instagram, we are Cascade Championship Wrestling. If you have any questions, comments, concerns for organization, our email is CascadeChampionshipWrestling16@gmail.com. That's really all I got to plug at the moment. you know, if there's any workers out there listening who want to discuss bookings, you know, the email at CascadeChampionshipWrestling16.com. Or you can message the page or message me at Tommy Rush Swanson on Facebook.
Well, Tommy, it was an absolute pleasure having you on the show today. Best of luck not only to yourself but to everyone involved at Cascade Championship Wrestling. Hopefully that company will continue to grow and prosper, and I'm sure we'll have you back again in the future. And make sure you tell all the boys bump safely out there, and best of luck on the show next week.
All right, thank you very much, and thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Fans, if you're in the Spokane area, make sure you get out there, support Cascade Championship Wrestling, brand new company. Looks like they got a great crew. So get out there, support your local independents in Spokane. We will be back with you next week. Next Friday, we have the legendary Ron Fuller on the show. And 1 week from today, special start time, and we will be talking to NWA Blue Collar Wrestling's own Scarlett. So we will be back with you next week. I could be the sea, 'cause
'Cause I've been staring at the part of me. Talking in sleep when you're all alone, waiting on me to come back home. I can see you walking far away, I don't know why, so I'll just wait. I'll just wait. Half a man you needed, one is whole, but I was given everything 'cause I missed you, you know. You're talking in your sleep when you're all alone, waiting on me to come back home. I can see you walking far away, I believe in you.